This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Reactions are still being recorded with the news that U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania have tested positive for the coronavirus, upending the race for the White House just a month away from the election. Mr. Trump's Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, and his running mate, Kamala Harris, say their thoughts are with the first couple, and Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on Americans to pray for the president's health. In a tweet last night, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." Together is in caps. The 74-year-old president has always had high risk factors for the virus, notably his age and his weight. Ironically, Mr. Trump has repeatedly played down COVID while pretending it would go away on its own, even as he pushed for an early vaccine. Nearly 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president has rarely worn a mask and has ridiculed others for using them. Medical experts insist that face coverings are a key to containing the spread of the virus. Mr. Trump has also continued to hold large campaign rallies in the run-up to the November 3rd voting, despite warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings are high-risk events. Last night, the president again claimed the end of the pandemic was in sight. The amended schedule for Mr. Trump's activities omits planned campaign stops. Still, the office of the White House physician says the president is expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption, and that he and the 50-year-old First Lady are, quote, both well at this time. Vice President Mike Pence's office says Pence and his wife Karen have both tested negative for the virus. Politico quotes Democratic Party strategist Andrew Feldman as saying this is the worst nightmare for the Trump campaign. Joe Biden is in the critical battleground state of Michigan today, where he's talking up his plans for the economy, pledging to work to improve the outlook for middle-class families. This is VOA News. President Trump's COVID illness comes as the U.S. case count approaches 7.3 million, by far the worst corona number in the world. The global tally from Johns Hopkins University, 34.4 million infections and a death toll of nearly 1,025,000. Among the latest American states in crisis, Wisconsin, where Trump rallies were scheduled this weekend. 3,000 new infections have strengthened fears that the state's hospital capacity could soon be exhausted. Following the United States and fatalities, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Together, those three countries have a combined case count of 12 million, with 322,000 fatalities. Brazil is closing in on 145,000 COVID-19 deaths. India's coronavirus case figure has climbed to just under 6.4 million after it was reported more than 81,000 new infections in the latest 24-hour period. But again, clearly the most dramatic piece of COVID news is that the virus has struck U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. It is a development that dramatically alters the American presidential race, in which Mr. Trump has been trying to convince voters that the worst of the pandemic is in the past and that economic recovery is proceeding well. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has wished the president an early recovery. A COVID victim himself in April, Johnson tweeted his get-well message overnight. In Moscow, a spokesman for Russian leader Vladimir Putin sent the U.S. president wishes for a speedy and easy recovery. Russia has the fourth largest reported number of COVID cases in the world, almost 1.2 million. In Scotland, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has called on one of her lawmakers to resign after Margaret Ferrier admitted she had traveled while suffering symptoms of COVID-19 and then tested positive for the virus. Sturgeon said she made the request with a heavy heart, but that Ferrier's actions were dangerous and indefensible. European Union leaders today broke a diplomatic deadlock and imposed sanctions on Belarus in a show of support for the pro-democracy movement there. Activists in Belarus have been staging street protests against longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed an overwhelming re-election victory in August, balloting which his opponents insist was fraudulent. There have been mass arrests of demonstrators amid charges that many have been tortured. France, Russia, and the United States have called for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces around the mountainous enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, but Turkey says the three big powers should have no role in peace moves. Among the early effects of the dramatic White House COVID announcement, prices on Wall Street were down sharply in the opening hours of trading, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average has reversed course and at this hour could be headed toward positive territory. More news online at voanews.com. There is also available an easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News by remote.